Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A very great and eventful day if you have been following at all some of the legal travails of Donald J. Trump. He today is getting a judgment. Any moment we'll bring it to you live, of course, but any moment there will be a judgment from the jury, which reached a unanimous verdict in less than 3 hours, which no one expected. People expected the jury would be away for days. Trump, of course, is being charged with defamation. He is being charged with sexual battery. In the E. G. Carroll case, they have now nailed it down to 1996, when apparently that took place. And Trump will be judged either guilty or not guilty. The jury, I believe that will be a later process, but the jury, which is nine people, it's six men and three women, they will be basically telling the world, who do you believe? Do you believe the former president of the United States, who was accused of, when he was a TV star and a very successful businessman in New York, of leading a basic advice columnist who at the time was very well known, E. Jean Carroll, leading her into a dressing room to try on lingerie at a Bergdorf Goodman department store in New York close to closing time, and he allegedly closed the door and assaulted her brutally. Does the jury believe that account, or do they believe the account of President Trump, who said both in a deposition, which the jury heard, and has said in a number of statements that he's made while the trial is going on, that the entire thing is a fraud, is a hoax, is a witch hunt, is not true. The jury has reached its verdict. They apparently have come back from the jury room. Again, a very fast process. Anyone who's ever participated in our jury system knows that even for a minor kind of trial that is not particularly complicated, it is very traditional to take a while to get everybody to agree, which is what you need to do. And yeah, it's a little bit easier to get nine people to agree based on a preponderance of the evidence than to get 12 people to agree. The nine people here have agreed. As soon as we get a note, which could be any moment, as to what the jury has decided in the Jean Carroll case, of course we will pass that on. Would this have an impact on the presidential race? We'll be talking to Charles Liffson, former professor of political science at University of Chicago, about this presidential race, which is shaping up more and more like a Biden versus Trump race. And speaking of indictments and juries and charges, Charles Liffson is also specifically indicating that there may be an indictment at any moment of Hunter Biden. What would the impact be there, particularly if Joe Biden, as some people have already hinted, would provide a pardon to his wayward son, Hunter? Here is the verdict. The jury has found that Trump did not rape E. Jean Carroll. Number two, the jury found that he did sexually abuse her. And the award to E. Jean Carroll is $2 million, which, again, given the fact that this is a very long time ago, the defamation, that was also one of the charges. That's one of the 5 points of the verdict. They haven't indicated yet what the what the verdict is on defamation yet. Do they have it yet, Jeremy? Not yet. Coming down. The big news, the president of the United States, the future president of the United States, because this is, they have pinned this event down to 1996, did sexually abuse and assault E. Jean Carroll in the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. And the award of $2 million, is that about what people would have expected for at least the guilty version regarding the assault? The distinction between assault and rape, I think the distinction involves E. G. Carroll's claim that Trump actually not only, that it was a full a penetrative rape. The New York Times, Trump found libel in civil rape trial. A Manhattan jury today has found former President Donald J. Trump liable for the sexual abuse of the magazine writer E. Jean Carroll in a widely watched civil trial that sought to apply the accountability of the Me Too, hashtag Me Too era to a dominant political figure. And the award of $2 million is being confirmed by all these media sources. The Washington Post, they write, a jury has found that Trump sexually abused and defamed Jean Carroll. Wait. Washington Post says, and awarded $5 million in damages. Carroll accused Trump of sexually assaulting her during a chance encounter at a Manhattan department store. He has denied her allegations, calling her a liar. Carroll sued him last year for battery and for defamation. And the award of $5 million in damages would obviously be a much more significant blow against President Trump than the $2 million reported earlier. Look, is there anyone out there who takes this seriously enough so that it would actually affect your vote? Would you have any hesitation in voting for someone who was found guilty of sexual assault a long time ago and then lying about it, because that's basically what they're finding here with the defamation? There's no defamation, and they're saying he was guilty of defamation. The defamation involves the judgment that President Trump was lying on this. In other news that may be a good deal more serious on the long term, after hundreds of missiles were fired from Gaza, Israel launched what they call surprise airstrikes. I can't imagine why they would be a surprise if they've launched hundreds of missiles from Gaza, which is controlled by the Islamic terror group Hamas. What do they expect is going to happen? We'll shoot those missiles down. No, of course there's going to be a strike back, and the strike by Israel, described as a surprise airstrike across the Gaza Strip early today, it killed three leaders of the Islamic Jihad militant organization and 10 others. Armed Palestinian groups vowed to retaliate as the region braced for an escalation of violence. The airstrikes in the pre-dawn hours came days after a short-lived but fiery flare-up of violence set the rest of region on edge. Islamic Jihad fired 104 rockets toward Israel on May 2nd and 3rd in response to the death of a member of that group who had been on hunger strike in Israeli prison and starved himself to death. Hamas health officials said 13 people were killed in the bombing runs early Tuesday morning, this morning. Islamic Jihad said the wives of the three commanders and a number of their children were among the dead. Some 20 people reported injured in the strikes. We will bring you up to date. New polling, new shifting in the presidential race. More information about the mass shootings.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, the lawyer, Mr. Tacopina, who is the primary lawyer for Donald Trump in the E. Jean Carroll assault, sexual assault, and defamation trial, that has just concluded, and concluded much more quickly than I think anyone had any reason to expect. The trial was going to go to the jury today, but they decided in 3 hours. And one of the points that is surprising is the lawyer for Mr. Trump did a polling of the jury to make sure that everyone raised his or her hand, and it was 6 men and 3 women. The question is, did you agree with this verdict, the guilty verdict for defamation and for sexual battery, sexual assault? And they all said that they agreed. That included a juror who had gotten some attention because he had said that his primary source of information was MAGA conservative podcasts, and one podcast in particular, and no, not mine. And yet he went along with the other 8 jurors and finding believable the charges by E. Jean Carroll against Donald Trump. What does this mean for people of faith in particular? Because, again, the indictment for the payment of hush money, an indictment is different from a conviction. It's very possible, entirely possible, that when President Trump stands trial for the various crimes associated with his indictment, the arraignment that he had in the Stormy Daniels case, that he will not be found guilty. That could happen. Most people think it's probably likely, given the 34 different counts on which he is indicted, that there will be some finding of guilt, but who knows? But this is a guilty verdict. And it's a guilty verdict for a serious misbehavior. It's not going to end President Trump in prison. Why not? Because basically the only basis in which he was able to bring this case against him was a new law that they passed in response to the hashtag MeToo movement. They passed a law saying that there would be no statute of limitations to bring charges of sexual assault. So she could do this even though the events were 27 years ago that she was talking about here. But the statute of limitations does apply to any charges to be brought by the state of New York. Remember, this is a civil trial. This is a federal civil trial. And the charges brought against Mr. Trump that would be necessary, those have run out. There's a statute of limitations. He has no danger of going to jail here. He can't be happy, however, for the $5 million. The $5 million, by the way, does not include his legal expenses. And yes, I know, people who follow President Trump and follow his various legal entanglements, he is not always at the top of the heap when it comes to paying people who work for him, including lawyers. But he's got to be paying Mr. Tacopina and his other attorneys in this case. He's got to be paying them for their services in this complicated case. Does this change the basic arithmetic in the GOP struggle for a presidential nomination? A Morning Consult, which is one of the more authoritative polls, has new figures that just came out this morning. And tracking the 2024 Republican primary, Trump leads DeSantis by 41 points among GOP primary voters. Trump at 60%, DeSantis at 19%. That 60% putting Trump well above the majority status. Could that be changed by the verdict in this case? Should it be changed by the verdict in this case? We'll be speaking with David French a little bit later, who is one of the truly distinguished conservative attorneys who has devoted his life to fighting for religious liberty. He is very much an outspoken Christian, and he has written intriguingly about the intersection of Christianity and Christian values with some of the political issues that are unique to this particular election. There's also today, and in addition to the back and forth in Israel, the more than 100 missiles launched from Gaza against Israel because of a hunger strike by a convicted Palestinian militant in Israeli prison. He died. They launched missiles. Israel hit back and killed three of the leaders of Islamic Jihad. Islamic Jihad is different from Hamas. It is different from the Palestinian Authority. It is, if anything, even more radical and more extreme. Today is also a very, very important day for the U.S. economy, because today is the day, finally, when President Biden has agreed to meet with the leaders of Congress, the Democratic leaders of Congress, the House Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries of New York, the Senate Democratic leader, of course, Chuck Schumer of New York, and to meet at the same time with Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives from California, Republican, and to meet with Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, considered to be the key figure here who could actually work together with the president to prevent a catastrophe for the United States, which would be a default. That could happen as soon as June the 1st. And there was a Biden. Let's go to the flashback there from clip 14. We will actually go to a break, and we will be speaking coming up to David French about the political situation, including the situation with the raising of the debt ceiling and the possibility of a U.S. default, which would be catastrophic for anyone with savings, investments, or the future of a U.S. economy. People have been asking about the potential of an oncoming recession. How serious would it be? This will determine just how serious and devastating it could be. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedMed Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. What is Plan B if President Biden and congressional leaders can't agree on a debt ceiling and budget cut deal?
Well, there is no Plan B. Our plan is for Congress to act.
Deputy Director of the National Economic Council, Bharat Ramamurthy, on CNN. The president and the top four congressional leaders meet today at the White House as the clock continues to tick to when the federal government runs out of money. President Biden will be the first U.S. president to visit the South Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea. He'll do it later this month. Should birth control pills be available without a prescription? The FDA has tasked a panel of outside experts to consider it, and Irish drug makers asking for permission. The government task force says women should start checking for breast cancer at age 40. The old recommendation was to start at 50. The U.S. Preventative Task Force says that's because of higher rates of breast cancer among women in their 40s. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome David French back to the show. David is one of the leading attorneys who has fought his entire career for not only for our country as a veteran of the Iraq-Afghanistan wars, but he has also fought for the principle of religious liberty with the Alliance Defending Freedom and other organizations. He's a contributing writer at The Atlantic. He's a senior editor at The Dispatch, which he helped to found and to begin. And he joined The New York Times as an opinion columnist in January of this year. He wrote a powerful column about changes in the Christian right. David, but I have to ask you about the news of the day, because part of your column does fit in to questions of character that you were writing about in the New York Times most recently. And when you take a look at a former president of the United States who was just found liable of sexual abuse and battery and defamation, ordered to pay more than $5 million in damages. Have you seen the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll case?
Yes, I have seen the verdict. It is not a surprising verdict, but it should be a pretty consequential verdict. And I think the reason is this. You know, from the beginning of the Me Too movement, both its advocates and its critics have had a powerful point. The advocates' powerful point is, look, for way too long in this country, powerful people, powerful men have used their position and their fame and their celebrity to abuse women. And we saw that with Harvey Weinstein. We saw that in the revelations surrounding a large number of mainstream media figures, Fox News figures, etc. And that was a powerful, necessary point that the Me Too movement raised. And in response, a lot of folks raised a similarly powerful and necessary point, which was this. It was, look, sexual abuse and sexual harassment is awful. It's terrible. Our society should have no place for it. False allegations of sexual abuse and sexual harassment can destroy lives. Society should have no place for that. So we cannot, in our zeal to protect women from sex abuse, we cannot forget due process, the ability of a defendant to contest claims in court with rules of evidence. And what's important about this case is there was the due process was here. This was not a situation where a woman comes forward and then there's a press conference and then there's a few news stories about it. And then people are said, told, well, you need to stop supporting this person because of this allegation. Here was a trial. Here was an actual trial. Witnesses were examined under oath. Donald Trump was examined under oath. He did not appear in the trial, but his videotaped deposition was shown to the jury. So here we have a situation where you have both the allegation and due process and a finding of sexual battery, of sex abuse. And it should be in a functioning democratic society with a sense of basic moral decency, this should be a very consequential moment. This should, once and for all, end Donald Trump's political career, but I suspect that it won't.
And do you suspect that it won't based upon there's an organization called Pastors for Trump, which is holding a big rally in Florida, which is described in a tongue-in-cheek article in New York Magazine. They ask, is Trump Jesus? Because there's so many of the pastors for Trump who really do believe that he has been anointed for service and saving. Do you think it'll be harder for people to believe that with the same fervency that they've applied previously?
Well, you know, I don't think, simply because this is one of many scandals. It's very consequential and it's very serious, but it's hardly the only scandal. And the actual effect of it has not been to peel away mass numbers of Donald Trump supporters, including Donald Trump's Christian supporters, but basically peel away enough supporters to mean that the Donald Trump political coalition went from a winning coalition to a losing coalition pretty fast. And so I do think that you will see some people who will say, okay, this is it. This is the last straw. But there has been already so much that's been rationalized, already so much that's been rationalized, that it's sort of difficult to see somebody who's willing to compare Trump to King David, compare Trump to Cyrus in the Bible, or even compare Trump to Jesus. What they will likely do is say, wait a minute, well, this was a Manhattan jury, so I'm not going to believe anything the Manhattan jury says. And by the way, Americans really don't care about this. They care more about the border, and try to deflect and to change the focus. But this is a finding that would end the career of virtually any other human being alive. I can't think of a CEO that could survive this, a general in the army who could survive this. You're talking about a career-ending jury finding for basically anybody else. And it's hard to even imagine another politician. If you had this sort of finding against Glenn Youngkin, that would end his career. If you had this finding against Joe Biden, that would end his career. So almost any other politician, almost any other position, this is a career ender. It's a sign of our really remarkable times that we cannot say that about Donald Trump.
Well, you ask a question, and it's not just about Donald Trump. Wait a minute, you ask in your column, didn't Christians used to place a premium on the importance of character in politicians, especially right, during Bill Clinton's scandals? Your comment.
Yes. I mean, this is one of their more remarkable turnarounds in modern American history. In 1998, the Southern Baptist Convention issued a public resolution on moral character in public officials, and it very memorably had this line in it. Tolerance of serious wrongs by politicians sears the conscience of a culture shall lead to unrestrained lawlessness and shall result in God's judgment. And Christians applauded that statement. And remember the date. That's 1998 when Bill Clinton was his affair with Monica Lewinsky emerged. It was shortly after that that the very serious sexual assault allegations from Juanita Broderick were leveled against Clinton. And I don't know of a single evangelical conservative who didn't argue that those facts by themselves disqualified Clinton from the presidency. They supported the impeachment and the conviction of Clinton on those facts. And you fast forward to not that long in the historical speaking to 2016, where evangelicals who'd even as recently as 2011 and 2012 had been the subgroup of Americans most likely to say that that character mattered, politicians became the subgroup least likely to say it. And so there was a major sea change that occurred in 2015 and 2016 on the premium that evangelicals placed on character and politicians. So that now I'm much more apt to hear things like, well, nobody's perfect, right? Nobody's perfect. But they don't say that in other categories. It's not like they looked at Harvey Weinstein and said, oh, leave him alone. Nobody's perfect. Or
he makes good movies.
Yeah, he makes good movies. Shakespeare in Love was great. Leave him alone. You know, you just don't do that. You don't do that for a manager of your local McDonald's. You don't do that with a company commander in the infantry. You don't do that for a coach of a basketball team. You don't do that. Now, why would you do that for the president of the United States? That's what's staggering. That's what's
okay, there's another question that you raise in your column, which has to do with being concerned not only with issues and agenda and political policy, but with basically decency, niceness, kindness, generosity, what people used to call godliness. We'll get to that and more with David French coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you
so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Pleasure to continue the conversation for a few minutes more with David French, who is a contributing writer at The Atlantic, at The New York Times, and a senior editor at The Dispatch, which he helped to found. This is let me share this with you, David. This is the Truth Social statement by Donald J. Trump, who now is not just indicted, he's convicted of sexual battery, sexual assault, and defamation. And he is going to be fined, apparently it's more than $5 million, but it is at least $5 million. He writes on Truth Social, waiting for a jury decision on a false accusation where I, despite being a current political candidate and leading all others in both parties, am not allowed to speak or defend myself, even as hard-nosed reporters scream questions about this case at me. In the meantime, the other side has a book falsely accusing me of rape and is working with the press. I will therefore not speak until after the trial, but will appeal the unconstitutional silencing of me as a candidate, no matter the outcome, exclamation point. You want to comment?
Well, first, the idea that he's been silenced is wrong. He had an opportunity to testify in the case, and he chose not to. So he did not go, he did not look the jury in the eye and give them testimony. Instead, he had previously given deposition testimony that they were shown the video of it. But it's just not the case that he didn't have a chance to present his point of view. He did, and he did present it in the deposition. And besides, even if he had lambasted and railed on the, about the case in the public while it was going ongoing, the jury wasn't permitted to see any of that. So he had his opportunity to make his case to the jury, and he chose not to do it. And I think that's one thing that's really important to consider here, is that he had an opportunity to go and look those nine people in the eye and say, I did not do this, and to respond to questions. And he chose not to. He chose not to. And so it's a difficult thing to sort of try to throw to discredit a jury verdict when you didn't even have sort of the courage to go face them yourself. So, look, the bottom line here is that E. Jean Carroll presented sworn testimony that he did this. She presented, there are people who presented sworn testimony that she told them about it when it happened. Other people presented sworn testimony that Trump had behaved similarly in other circumstances. So this was not a just a he said, she said case. This was a she said, she said, she said, she said, she said case. And in those circumstances, it's not surprising that a jury found that the weight of evidence was on the side of Eugene Carroll and not Donald Trump.
In your column, most recent column in the New York Times, you write, "The great tragedy is that at a moment of dangerous national polarization is exactly when a truly Christian message that combines the pursuit of justice with kindness and humility would be a balm to the national soul. A time of extraordinary social isolation, where people report less companionship, less time with friends, and less time with family, is exactly the time when a healthy church community can be a beacon of inclusion and hope." What gets in the way of Christianity in its public role serving as that beacon right now?
A lot of rage and fear, to be honest. Look, I am not in any way saying that Christians should not use their voices to seek justice in the United States of America. In fact, the quest for justice is a biblical command. Micah 6:8 begins with, "What does the Lord require of you, O man? What is good? To act justly." So you cannot forsake justice. But the verse continues. It says, "What does the Lord require of you, O man? What is good? To act justly, to love kindness, and to walk humbly before the Lord your God." And so what has happened is that the combination of rage and fear have caused those who are engaged in political combat to forget the second, the other two mandatory elements, kindness and humility. And so what ends up happening is that Christians in many ways become indistinguishable from anybody else in their political engagement. They're just as apt to be full of rage, just as apt to be full of fear, just as apt to support dishonest politicians or cruel men or women, just as prone to conspiracy theories and sometimes more prone. And all of those things are the result of essentially taking only part of what Scripture commands and neglecting the rest. And look, at a time of real animosity, because that is the number one characteristic of American political engagement right now, is animosity. People tend to be on one side or the other because they hate or fear the other side. In a time of animosity, as I said in the piece, kindness itself is like a balm to the soul. It's like an oasis in the desert. And this should be a time when there is a counterculture of faithful Americans who pursue justice with kindness and with humility, and they should be a tremendously powerful counterculture. But because we've forsaken kindness and forsaken humility, we become part of the problem, not part of the solution.
You mentioned kindness before, and of course what you just said, I hope that everyone in America hears and takes to heart. But there's one candidate who seems to take some of that urging toward kindness to heart. His name is Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina.
Right.
He had a question at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire yesterday. And he was asked a question about the cognitive difficulties of President Biden and the 25th Amendment, and can he possibly do his job? And basically, he answered it in a very unexpected way. It was not what you normally hear from Republicans, which is that basically Biden is drooling and hopeless, and he doesn't know where he is,
right,
and he can't remember the countries he visited. And Senator Scott said, "I do not give the president a pass. I think he's failing his job because he's incompetent. I refuse to say it's because he's too old or he's too frail. I think the bottom line is he has been co-opted by the radical left in his party. He ran as a uniter. He's become a divider. You look at his policy positions, you look at his last State of the Union, what he said was that I'm going to do what the radical left of my party wants to do.
The problem is that we have in the White House is an issue of competency. We just need an election. The 25th Amendment is one that takes into consideration folks who are unable to do their jobs. I believe he's unwilling to stand up for the party, the radical left of his party. It's somewhat impressive, don't you think, that he declined to go along with the general idea that Biden is completely senile?
You know, that reminds me of when John McCain was confronted by a voter who wanted him to talk about whether or not Obama was a Muslim. And McCain redirected that very deftly away from exploring the conspiracy theory and instead to, this is a race with a person I disagree with. I disagree with him on important matters. And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the conspiracies. We're not talking about that sort of, gutter kind of politics. And you can absolutely redirect voters away from the gutter. It is not impossible. You don't have to follow hyper-partisans into the gutter. You can redirect. And the other day I was doing an interview with Margaret Hoover from Firing Line, and she showed some video footage of Jack Kemp back in the George H.W. Bush administration. And the way in which he was speaking about politics is an opportunity to lift up and contribute to human flourishing of all people, not just Republicans, reminded me of why I became a conservative. It wasn't for grievance. It wasn't over rage. It was because I believed conservative ideas would contribute to human flourishing in the United States. And how hard is it to redirect to that? It shouldn't be that hard. And I do think Tim Scott is somebody who stands out in many ways as not going along with the rest of the crowd towards cruelty and malice.
Let's turn away from cruelty to malice and embrace decency and kindness. That's the theme of David French. Bless you for it and for being such a strong advocate. Meanwhile, new developments in the presidential campaign, which we will cover in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.